Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Watching and Waiting. Someone made a comment on the amount of profanity this one individual used and the general use of profanity among other people, and asked me what I thought about it. From a biblical and spiritual perspective, the casual use of profanity displays a lack of fear and or respect for God. The repeated and casual use of profanity is just one of the many snares Jesus warned his disciples about in response to their question about the end of the age and his return. Profanity may not seem like a big deal or issue to the many who use it, and therein is the snare. A snare is a type of unseen or uncovered trap that is sprung on those who are unsuspecting of his presence. The many things we are doing, like our use of profane language that doesn't appear to us to be a problem, are symptomatic of the lack of true worship of God and a snare. It is not seen as problematic for a variety of reasons, but the bottom line is what God wants really doesn't matter to us. We have made the choice to live as we choose and accept the consequences if there are any. Our willingness to accept the consequences shows our lack of understanding of the severity of them. Our lack of belief that there will be any, and our belief whatever we did or are doing by choosing to live as we please is worth the consequences of doing it. All of these things make us susceptible to the many snares that expose our lack of worship in spirit and truth. Without this type of true worship, there is no salvation for us. Jesus warned his disciples and us today not to allow ourselves to get carried away and ensnared as others. But instead, he told them and us to be watchful and continue to always pray that we will be able to escape these snares that come upon the whole earth as we wait patiently upon his return. A return that those being caught in the snares increasingly doubt will happen, and a return that not that very long away. For our lives are relatively short. In fact, they are extremely short. Comparatively speaking, our lifespan is like asking someone to wait a minute. How many times in our life have we waited a minute or more for something we want or need? God is only telling us to do what he is commanding for a minute, because a minute is all the time he needs to expose whether we are ready for the next phase of life, which is eternity with him. If we won't worship him in spirit and truth for a minute, we surely won't do it for an eternity. But if we can hold out and watch for a minute, God knows something about us that tells him all he needs to know for our readiness for his eternal kingdom. Therefore, let us watch so we can see and observe the things going on and be careful to avoid the hidden snares. Let us pray for strength and guidance along the way, so we won't fall into temptation. Let us not participate in the binge drinking of worldliness and ungodliness we see unfolding all around us, that dull our senses to the righteousness and holiness of God. And finally, let us wait on his promised return to gather us all who believe unto himself, that will be here in less than an eternal minute. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministry functions and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.